And welcome to episode 760 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, I know I've already asked you this question on the pre-show, but how are you?
Meh.
Meh. What about you, Eric?
Tired.
Yeah, I think that's a general sense of all of us. So why don't we just...
It's been an exhausting week. It just needs to be over with.
It's been pretty long, right? I mean, your team is at least, what, 1-2 break?
Ooh, ouch. I wasn't even gonna bring that game up, man. I wasn't going to do that to you.
Well, I know you, but I'm doing it to myself because I'm a glutton for fucking punishment, Breakman. Absolutely disgusting what happened last week. I still want to throw up. But the good news is we got the Bears, and if we can't beat the Bears, then I will be putting a bag on my head for the rest of the season, Breakman. So I felt like doing it.
Bears are... They might defeat themselves, but then again, so could the Broncos.
Well, the Broncos, dude, I don't think they're as bad as that, man. That was just, holy shit, what was that? You know, Skodum was exiled already, so, you know, he's starting off really well here. Welcome in, Skodum. Nice to have you here. And happy birthday to Freak Five's aunt. Happy birthday to her, Freak Five. All right, let's get into the news here, guys.
RPG News.
You know, Eric's going to be having a birthday up on the 13th, right, Eric? I think the 13th is your birthday, yeah.
Also, my nephew's birthday is, like, next week.
Yeah. All right, Eric, first news story, please. Oh, we're disconnected for a second. Okay.
God damn it.
We're reconnected again. I don't know what the hell is going on. I think it's just my Wi-Fi signal on this Mac is just not working great. You know, it's just it is what it is. All right. Eric, first news story, please.
First news story is Zuan Yuan's sword, Mist Beyond the Mountains, has got a release window for the Switch because it came out earlier and on PC via Steam this past July.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna say they're probably gonna do it February or March.
Okay. What type of game is it, Eric?
Turn-based RPG.
Oh, just what I like.
And it's gonna feature simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, English, and Japanese. They should add more language packs as time goes on if they can.
All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
They've optimized the screen ratio to 16:9. Hopefully they tweaked it so it doesn't look like ass, because conversions from 4:3 to 16:9 don't work out that well. But, because the game originally came out, I think, in the aughts.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, Breakman, next story, please. Hang in the chat and refresh if you need to, guys.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Shirin the Wanderer, the mystery dungeon of Serpent Coil Island, launches in the West on February 27th, 2024, according to a retail listing.
I kind of like that name. That it sort of sounds like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You know, it's like it's got
Serpent
that
Coil Island.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yes, but this is from like Canadian store, so I would take this with a grain of salt.
What do you got against BGP's Canadians, man?
A Canadian retailer.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you got against Canadians, there, Breakman? What's wrong
with
you?
But usually they carry import products, so that probably means you could go to play Asia and get a physical copy there if you don't want to go there, because Canadian US conversion still you're going to be having to pay more because the Canadian dollar is actually worth more than the U.S. dollar is.
No, it's worth less, Eric.
Less? Yes. It's worth less?
Yes, okay. It's worth less. It's worth about...
I was thinking the other way around.
No, it's worth about 27 cents less, somewhere around there.
But,
so.
But that means it's more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else on that, Breakman? No?
Nope.
Okay. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dangan Entertainment and Cherry Moki announce a cult tarot JRPG, Exit Veil. That's the first time I've ever heard of that genre, a cult tarot JRPG. So it's a card game, I'm guessing.
So this seems like a different kind of card game. Do you have to fuck with a Ouija board or something?
I know. Maybe it's like one of those voodoo things, you know? I don't know. I'm looking at the trailer now where I'm reading.
That could be kind of cool instead of, like, you know, the traditional card game like this. You'd have, like, the death card and stuff like that. You pull it and immediately your character dies. Like, fuck.
Well, death doesn't necessarily mean, like, death in tarot reading. But yeah, I get your point. Like, you pull a card and something immediate. It does look like that, Breakman. It does look like that. Like, you have a set of tarot cards from what I'm looking here, and then you're pulling from those, and that kind of helps your actions or detracts from your actions or things like that. So it looks good. Man, am I going to have to get this?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to have to get it, Bernie. It costs us money.
That's fine.
And that's something that I have very little of right now.
I can't even say
that. I don't even know what that word means anymore, Breakman, since we got this car, dude. Like my plates are coming up. It's over $1,000.
That's right. I have to buy my plates, too.
Yeah. And plus, I'm getting...
Well, I'll buy my sticker, because I don't have to actually get a new ID until next year.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Abyss Fantasia. It's a hand-drawn fantasy adventure RPG announced for PC, a publisher Gamera Games, and developer Dulu Studio. Let's see. It's coming out in 2024. And
it's a card-based game as well, looks like. From the screen, it's a card based game. I'm not big in on those, but it could just be
like your cards representing your attacks, though.
I guess. I still don't like that. I mean, if you're gonna do that, just make the game attack based. Don't, you know? I mean, I've been playing Rocksmith. Skotoma says that's cool, man. You learning how to play? I heard Rocksmith's good, kind of good for that. There are other games in Starfield, Breakman. Yes, there are, man.
No, they're not. There's a lie.
All right, Break, next story.
Come to this live from RPG site. Free-to-play 20th Century Time Travel RPG Reverse 1999 launches for PC and mobile devices on October 26th. It's kind of interesting. I'd be interested in knowing more. Stunning visuals. I'm not going to repeat your marketing.
It's a free-to-play game, so that probably means, like,
gotcha.
Microtransactions.
Yeah. I mean,
voice acting, authentic accents. Okay, well, that's cool. A cinematic adventure. Yeah, that sounds like it's really cool, but like Eric said, probably, gotcha.
Yeah, and it looks cool. I mean, I don't know. This isn't gameplay, I don't think, by any stretch, but the... you know, the animation looks really, really fucking slick, but...
I'm looking like a battle scene, and it looks really cool, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool.
Better than the free-to-play game ever, free-to-play
mind. I mean, here's a question for you guys real quick before we move on. Would you guys just rather pay for a game or just have, like, a free-to-play, you know, kind of game like this? I'd rather just pay for this. Give me the full game, you know?
Yeah,
20, 30 bucks.
Do that,
then, like, having the buy extra parts and shit like that. Yeah,
yeah.
They might do that because, like, games like Mega Man X Offline happened, so they could do something like that when it's at the end of its run.
Yeah. All right, I think it's my turn next. Right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Legend of Legacy HD Remastered announced for PS5, PS4, Switch. And PC, set to release in early 2024. It was originally released for the Nintendo 3DS in 2015. I think I remember this. I don't remember playing it.
Yeah, I reviewed it.
Yeah.
And it's not nearly as good as its follow-up, which is The Alliance Alive.
But it wasn't terrible from what I remember, no. Right? Yeah.
It just didn't have all the elements laid out as well as that game did.
Yeah. Still a good game, just not as good as its sequel. But it looks nice. I mean, they did a good job with the updated visuals. Sort of Dragon Quest.
It does look like they put more effort into it than over The Alliance Alive, which they released first as a remaster.
We have a new guy at work who looks like Frozone from The Incredibles. That's funny, man. That's cool. That's what the Freak 5 says. Okay, anything else on this? I don't think so. Eric, next story.
Next story is Lunar Lux is out now, which is a pixel art anime or inspired action-adventure RPG. And from what I can tell from the trailer, it looks fun, so I should check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it looks okay. I mean, I'm looking at it.
I think it's only available for PC at the moment, but they're looking into giving it to the Switch.
It's a turn-based deal, right, Eric?
Yeah.
It looks like a turn-based deal. It's not. It doesn't look like a strategy game. It looks like and it does
It looks kind of like it's somewhat inspired by Battle Network.
Yeah, I was going to say it does look a little like that, but it looks cool. I mean, you know, something interesting, something different, a little different, you know. I mean, it's okay. It's got a good art style, good pixelated art style. What is this, 16-bit trying to emulate, Eric? Something like that?
Yeah.
All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Goblin Slayer, Another Adventure, Nightmare Feast. Jesus Christ. That was the whole title. Just call it Nightmare Feast. That'd be an awesome name. An awesome name.
I know. Well, I like Goblin Slayer.
Not the other, not both. Just saying. Yeah. Anyways, Goblin Slayer, Another Adventure, Nightmare Feast launches on February 29th, 2024 for the Switch and the PC.
I don't know what kind of game this is. Does it say? Tactical RPG. Okay. There we go. Tactical. Looks,
That's an interesting choice for this game, because Goblin Slayer lends itself well to being an action
tech
game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Breakman?
No, it looks interesting.
Yeah.
There's some interesting looking games today.
Yeah, I mean, we've got...
Have you ever watched Goblin Slayer?
No.
Frank or Frank?
No. I
saw the first season, and I thought, like, they need to develop the story more, and season 2 is not out yet.
I think so. I might have seen one or two episodes.
See, I think season 2 is happening next month or something.
I was going to say, Eric, I think I seen one or two episodes, and it wasn't that great to me, so I just stopped watching. Maybe I should keep watching, I don't know. But all right, let's move on here to RPGsite.net. Banisher's Ghost of New Eden release date pushed back to February 13th, 2024. And here's what the CEO of Don't Nod and the managing director of Focus Entertainment said about it. We have decided to postpone the release of this new franchise by 3 months as the market is experiencing an intense release cycle for AAA titles on PC and consoles at the end of the year. We are convinced that a commercial release of Banisher's Ghost of New Eden during a less saturated period will give it the attention it deserves.
Have you seen February?
February's stacked. I don't know why they chose February, man. That's really weird.
I mean, at least it's launching a few weeks before Final Fantasy VII Rebirth comes out.
Yeah.
But it's still got competition there.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's a bad month to put it out.
I think that's a bullshit excuse they use for them trying to fix the game, but them also trying to save face.
Yeah, this does kind of reek of that, actually, Eric. Because if I remember correctly, there's another release in February. What the hell was it? There was something in February coming out besides Final Fantasy that was a fairly big title, but it just seems like this is a miscalculation. I mean, this reeks of we need to fix a game, and if that's the case, they should just say.
Instead of being honest, they give excuse.
Instead, and like that, you're right, Breakman. Just say, hey, we need time to fix it. I mean, we found some bugs, and you know, we just need a little extra time to fix it. I mean, people are very.
We praise those companies when they tell us that when they're honest with us. Like,
yes,
look, we want to work on our game. We want to give you the best experience possible.
Yes,
so we need to work more.
Yes,
we appreciate that as gamers.
Yeah, absolutely.
What AAA games are coming out, and whenever they were originally going to release this, because all the big games, I feel like, have already come out. There's Baldur's Gate 3, and then...
Starfield. Starfield was another one.
Starfield.
Mario 1.
Mario RPG, if
yep.
you care to count that.
And yeah, the only things I can think of are the two Mario games.
Detective Pikachu, maybe on an offshoot. But, what else?
Diablo 4. RPG. Diablo 4 came out, you know, so... I mean, I think it's bullshit, but whatever. I mean,
well, like unless like it's worried Call of Duty is going to steal its launch money. Call of Duty comes out every same time every year.
Yeah, I doubt Call of Duty would be the one to kick.
Yeah, those are different people that are playing that. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some overlap, but not much.
Yeah, you know? Not much at all.
You know, people like me are going to play everything. They're going to play Call of Duty and then play Mario.
Maybe he's just worried the people that are playing Diablo and
Maybe
and all those other gaming you mentioned are just not going to bother with
I mean, this. Usually a week after a major game launches, I mean, you can pretty much say, okay, the majority of people that have bought it, early adopters have already bought it, and it's not going to affect us that much. I mean, you could look at it that way, I guess. But, I mean, what do I know? I'm not in marketing or fucking, you know, game release strategy. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition. It's coming out October 6th, which is next week, for PS5 and PC in early 2024, which, you know, I don't know why they need to do that, because, like, I don't think Forbidden West is on PC yet, so that'll just be the launch date, and it'll come with the DLC, I guess.
Any word on how much this is going to cost, Eric?
I'm guessing since Sony's gonna Sony, it's gonna be like $60 or $70 like before.
Yeah. Scotoma says I'm not in.
So I'll just wait for a sale and then I'll pick it up then.
Yeah, me too. I'll wait for
a sale. I still need to play Zero Dawn anyway.
Yeah, I do too. You know, but
oh, it is $60.
Okay. Oh, fuck that. I'm not paying $60. I'm not into Mario anymore, Scotoma says. Everything seems overrated. No, the Mario games are still very, very good, Scotoma. I think
Mario Wonder is also coming out in
October. Mario Wonder, so. Yeah. I think they're not overrated, Scotoma. I think I think the Mario games are still great. I think you should probably, I mean, you know, it's not something that I would play normally unless I had, you know, I understand what you're saying, like you're more into adult oriented type games and stuff, but
porn.
But I still think there's a lot of
he's doing the RTS stuff.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of value in those games, to be honest with you. I mean, I still play them every once in a while. All right, whose turn is it next? I think it's Breaks.
Wait, is it?
Yep.
Are we on the free-to-play story?
Yes.
Okay, come to us live from RPG site. Free-to-play side-scroller action RPG Phantom Blade Executioners, that's a pretty badass name, launches on November 2nd for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4 mobile, and PC.
That's kind of a neat, nice and neat name, right? Phantom Blade Executioners. Like
I'm guessing they're making it free-to-play because they want this to be like your gateway drug to playing Phantom Blade Zero when that comes out.
I believe you're correct about that. They even mentioned it here. Yeah, set in the same universe as Phantom Blade Zero. I think you're correct. This is, please play this game because you're going to get addicted and then you're going to want to play Zero.
It looks fucking good. I'm going to tell you guys that. Right now, it looks fucking... I'm looking at the trailer and gameplay. This looks fucking amazing. It's got like like a cel-shaded art style, and it a little different. I can't explain it. It looks really good. It looks nice.
Very much like an anime come to life, kind of like Dragon Ball.
It feels like a wuxia version of Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Break that's fair too. All right, we disconnected, and now we're trying to reconnect. Okay, we're reconnecting. sorry, we're back. It looks like we're back. Okay. But it looks good. It really does. Is that it, Break?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Achilles Legends Untold launches for November 2nd for PlayStation 5 for the Xbox Series X and S. Well, we all know how this thing ends, right? Somebody shoots him in his Achilles and he's done. You know? I mean, that's kind of...
Maybe that's the lie that they told you. He somehow survived that.
I'd like to see it. I mean, I don't know.
But he lost all his power, and now he has to build it back up.
Oh, but it looks kind of cool. It's like a Diablo game, but like with like Matrix style elements. Like it slows down time. It like zooms in, zooms out. This game looks really good. The only problem is like what I've talked about with Break before is it does look a little dark in places. So.
Well, it's also kind of got Souls elements in it.
Yeah. Scotland says worse than an arrow to the knee. I haven't heard that meme in a long time, man. That's funny. You can visit a hooker in Metro?
Or a stripper or something like that. One of the Metros, and yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Shit. And I have those games. Those Metro games are pretty badass. You mean those first-person shooter ones?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Shit. I need to play those games again.
There's
then.
Like a whole topless scene in there.
Wow. Good. I need to replay that. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that the Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song has been dated for Switch. And for some reason, it's coming out in Europe as of today. But we have to wait until December 5th for some reason.
In breaking news, it's reported that Vampire the Masquerade on the Switch looks like ass. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that. I don't know why they use those terms, but
yeah, I never got around to actually playing the game on other consoles.
Yeah, I like Vampire the Masquerade, the tabletop game.
I'm surprised Nintendo approved that when they compared it to the other systems. Like, wait, that's what it looks like in our system compared. Oh no. No, we can't have that.
I'm surprised they approved it too, man. I don't even know. I mean, money talks and bullshit walks. And
but that just it shows that your system is inferior.
Right, right. Freak 5 says,
maybe
I heard
that's why they waited, because like they want time to try to fix it.
Freak 5 says, I heard it on the podcast earlier that because some of Trump's businesses are being dissolved, they have to sell off their assets. I don't know if that's true, Freak 5. I did see some more stories about that. I think they have to dissolve their businesses, but I don't think they have to sell off all their assets. Skoma says, got Frank's attention, LOL, and leave it to break to find porn in games. Exactly. I think, who did that story? You break, so it's my turn. Gamatsu.com. Hold on, my stupid... there it is. Sony Interactive president and CEO Jim Ryan to retire in March 2024.
Hiroki, thank goodness.
I know. Fuck that guy. Hiroki Totoki to serve as interim CEO. This is probably a good move because he's made nothing but shitty moves over the past, year and a half?
Past decade.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the past 2 years have been really egregious with him, so... and I don't think we're interested in hearing his speech, do we? All right, let's not do it. Let's not give him the time of day. He's gone. Ding dong, the Wicked Witch is done, I guess. All right, Eric.
I just hope that the next CEO isn't as big a ding dong as he is.
Yeah, let's hope, man. I doubt it, but you never know. All right, Eric.
I mean, this is Sony we're talking about. They're used to making bad moves always.
Yeah. All right.
Sunshine Manor is coming to the Xbox Series X, NS, and PS5, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. And it's a horror RPG currently only available on PC. Publisher Hound Picked Games and developer Fossil Games. Yeah. And you play as Ada, who's a reluctant adventurer who accepts the challenge to spend a night in the infamous haunted Sunshine Manor and counters ghost demons and other blood-soaked horrors.
I wish that they would do this game not in 8-bit or 16-bit style. And this is what I would...
This is all the Dell developers currently capable of.
I know, Eric, but I wish that like some of the AAA developers would do a game like this with updated graphics and all that, man. This, to me, this is exactly what I want. You know, and I think it's a shame because it makes it look too cutesy and you know, it's a missed opportunity in my view. But I will still play this because it is a horror RPG. So I'm looking forward to it. Anything else on that, Eric?
Or the other possibility exists. Maybe they're thinking of people who might have leaker PCs.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I come on, man. Give it to me, baby. You know, anything else, Eric?
That's really it.
All right. Breakman, you get the opportunity to do the last story.
Coming to us live from Gramatsu, Neptunia, Sisters versus Sisters, a nun fighting game for the Switch coming in to the West in 2024. So it's a fighting game with nuns, huh? That's
I like that idea.
No, they're not nuns.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so they're like blood sisters then? Oh, wow. It's like this is a family feud going on here.
No, I think they're just sisters of one family versus another, sisters of the other family.
Maybe. So this is like the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah. That's a better...
The boys are chilling, playing video games and shit. We'll make the girls do all the fighting.
That's right. All the guys are just chilling out. Or it could be like this dystopian future where there's only women.
I still need to play this, but like... I'm wondering if it's... it doesn't have an actual date, so I'm guessing it's launching the same day the Xbox version is coming out.
Yeah. Skotoma's Exiled, you son of a bitch. You're working on your first title as Exiled Master on RP Grinders, son of a bitch. Alright, anything else on that?
Not really.
Okay, anything break? Anything you got else?
Not really. No.
Alright, real quickly, I want to mention on Homie Discounts, the monthly games for October for the PlayStation Plus are actually better. I think this is a better overall month. Callisto Protocol, which is neither here nor there, but still a game that just came out not too long ago. Farming Simulator 22, which I know none of us are...
Almost a year ago at this point.
Yeah. None of us are interested in Farming Simulator, but it is a bigger title that a lot of people are interested in. I made mention that Bernie would be interested in playing something like that. And Weird West, which we've talked about on the...
It's not just Farming Simulator, it's Farming Simulator 22, because there's more than one of these.
Okay, yeah, there are a ton of them. But anyways, the other game that I am actually interested in, Weird West, which we've talked about a lot on the show, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing that. Breakman is Exile, you son of a bitch. It thinks I'm not looking at chat, so yeah, whatever. It's a Wild West RPG. So there we go. Also, Eric, you have uncovered a Indie Gala bundle. What does that consist of?
The Tempting Clinic Adult Manga Bundle. And for $5.49, you can get the following. Okay, Lady and the Butler's Adventures in Wonderland, Chapter 1 and 2.
Okay.
Chapters... I don't know why they're using different images, but it's actually chapters 1 through... 1 through 4. 5. 5 of them. And then there's Lady and the Butler's Beastly Training, Chapter 1 through 3. Or, no, 1 through 5 again. Never mind. They're changing up the colors. I'm getting mixed up here. And then Lady and the Butler's Change Up, chapters 1 through 5 again. And Living with My Sexy Cousins, chapters 1 through 6.
Okay. A little bit of incest there, I guess.
And
say what now?
Living with My Sexy Cousin, 1 through 6.
Yeah.
1 through 6.
Yes.
And
does that mean 6 different cousins?
No. Like,
no.
Volumes.
That's just how many volumes there are.
Oh, okay. So at least it's just one cousin he's fucking.
Maybe two.
he's just keeping it down to one family member.
Okay, here's the next one. If you like me, you can do this for me, right? Never listen. Volumes 1 through 3.
Okay.
And... that messed up on me. I don't like you... .. Mr. President. Exclamation point. Volume 1 through... let's see. Just 1, actually. And the next one is... I wasn't expecting you to just put it in chapters 1 through 5.
I wasn't expecting you to just put it in is the name of that?
Yeah. I mean, lube's important, people.
Well, I mean, if you're not getting her worked up, like if you don't know what foreplay is, you're going to probably need some lube. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe they don't care about foreplay.
Shoving it in there like that.
I know. Hey, let's just get right to business. Let's just get it on, you know? I mean, but I like the first,
here's the best title of them all.
Okay.
Yes.
Volumes 1 through 10 of I shouldn't come at the doctors.
I mean, the worst part is it's a dentist, too.
Like, oh, man, even worse, man. Gives new meaning to the term oral surgery, if you know what I mean, right. You know?
She does it at the eye doctor, too. Like, this isn't a gynecologist. It never happens.
Oh, man, that's funny, man. I shouldn't come at the doctors. And it's CUM. It's not, you know... It is what it is. All right, anything else on that? I'm going to have to buy that, actually.
And this has 11 days, 16 hours, 24 minutes, and counting.
Yeah, so you got a few days to get your freak on that. All right, so let's go to what we've been... Oh, you know what? I think there was a Dear Brakeman, but I can't remember where it was. Freak 5, you're going to have to send it to me. I know you're not listening, but... Skirma says the depravity. Yes. I mean, we'll do it next week, Brakeman. There was a Dear Brakeman, but I can't remember what format
That's fine.
Freak 5 put it on. I do apologize, but let's go
maybe
to
during the show. We'll circle back to it.
Yeah, we'll redo. I promise, man. We'll do it next week. All right, okay. Let's go to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm going to take one guess and guess that Brakeman is playing I don't usually come at the dentist. Is that right?
I'm not going to admit to that.
All right, what you been playing, Brake?
Starfield. I haven't played some other games a little bit, but it's like always back to Starfield. There's so much to do and not enough time to do it. I get the same dilemma I had with Fallout. It's like I get all this material together, and I've got to build them on my own little town or an outpost, and build them over several different planets and stuff like that. It's just there's so much to do, and just that alone takes up hours of your time. Not even really like going out and like playing the game, just sitting there building your town.
Yeah, maybe muscle towns. Are you sure?
Ships. Yeah, like it takes all this time just to do all this stuff.
Had shame. In between your Starfield playing, I heard you were playing Pocket Pool Simulator 23. Is that true?
Yes, why?
When has Brake had shame? Skodema says never.
Yeah, when was the last time a game about pool made?
It's been a while, but there've been some good ones, Eric. I don't mind those games. They're fairly fun. There was a one game. It was a pool game and like a game within a game. It might have been Yakuza,
maybe.
Where it was actually pretty robust. It was a nice diversion from what you were playing. Is that it, Brake?
Eric, that's it. I don't know why anybody else is playing anything with Starfield. Jesus, what's wrong with you people?
I haven't bought it yet. That's what's wrong with me.
Oh my god! I don't have time to play a game like Starfield.
Yeah, Eric. What
like
a
rainy day game. Like I gotta clear out my backlog first before that happens, and that might never happen. So,
gee, I got a lot on my backlog too, man. I gotta get to Cyberpunk and shit, Elden Ring, and some other shit. But what have you been playing?
I still need to play Armored Core 6, and I just haven't found the time for it.
Yeah. All right, Eric. What you been playing?
I played a little bit more of Assault and Sanctuary over the weekend, and then I got to the end of the game, and then I had to look up the guide to get all the different side quests completed, because I forget how exactly you go about doing that. But I put that down to play a little bit of Lies of P, and then I decided this game's probably going to be better than the other Souls likes I have, so I'm going to play those first.
Yeah, it looks
so
pretty good.
So I decided to play Steel Rising, and then after I beat Steel Rising, I'm probably going to hit Thymessia up.
Yeah, Skodema says he's waiting for Starfield to go on sale. Same here, Skodema.
There's an update to Lies of P that like rebalanced the game, so that now it's actually easier than it was, because apparently it was too difficult.
Rocksmith is fun, Skodema says. I even got my older son wanting to play it. It does look fun. I've always wanted to play
Rocksmith. I'm guessing the development team realized that they probably overcompensated when they made certain bosses.
Yeah. It does look pretty tough, Eric. Is it tough like Dark Souls or, you know, Demon Souls or whatever?
It's around that level, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right, I've been playing more Breath of the Wild. I can't put it down because there's still some side quests I want to find. I found a couple of them. I only got, I think, like 10 or 12 left to find, and then I'll be completely done with that game. I'm not. There's one quest that I don't think I'm ever going to...
That reminds me. I probably should go back, play Tears of the Kingdom, and maybe not do the rest of the side quests I haven't bothered with because the rewards are garbage. But maybe like go cave hunting to look for all the bloopy frogs to get all the things to give to the monster dude who'll give you stuff and get some extra armor sets.
Like I was saying, I'm still doing the little side quests. There's one quest that I don't think I'll ever make, and that's the Master Sword quest in the forest. I'm having a hard time even getting through the beginning one. I get through like level 8, which I think there's 10. I don't know. I could be mistaking, but and I always die, and it just pisses me off because I do so well, and then I get to a certain point.
It's not really worth it, in my opinion, because there are more powerful weapons than the Master Sword.
Yeah, but
the Blood Moon, in effect, you could just re-get those weapons again, and the only advantage to doing those guide quests is to have a full power Master Sword whenever you want to use it, not during like.
No, I have a question for you, Eric. Do you have to pass every single one of those levels all the way to expert to get that power?
Yeah.
Oh well, fuck that, man.
You don't have to do it all in one go. You're just gonna you do the hard path and then the medium path and then the normal path.
Yeah, but
you can work your way towards it.
If I can't even beat the fucking easy part of it, what makes anybody think that I can do the fucking medium to hard levels? It's not going to happen. You know, it's like whatever. So you need to do.
Yeah, if it were more like Tears of the Kingdom, then you'd have multiple ways of solving that, and it would be a lot easier. But Nintendo's already said they're not doing DLC, so there's going to be nothing like that again.
No, I don't mind that.
There are ways to make your Master Sword powerful in the game anyway, so it bypasses that entire concept entirely.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like the DLC was pretty good. I liked all those little adventures. You go and find the chest, and you know, I mean, it made you feel like you're really going on another adventure and stuff, because you had to find information from books, and then from those books you go to the places and you find the chest and you get extra stuff, and it was just fun. But there's nothing fun about that side quest. I mean, like I said, I mean, you're left with nothing. And you have to fend for yourself for like 7-8 levels, and by the time you get to level 8, I mean, you have some stuff, but it's not. It doesn't feel like it's balanced right. Like I'm not good enough to beat the expert levels to do that. But all the rest of the stuff is fine. I didn't have any problems with that. Freak 5 says my son had his wisdom teeth pulled on Monday. Based on how he was coming off the anesthesia, he's going to be a talkative drunk if he ever drinks alcohol. Wow. All right, so that's all I've been playing. Let's go to reviews real quick.
RP Grinders reviews.
Breakman, did you have any reviews this week?
No, because I'm too busy playing
Starfield.
Starfield, and the shows I'm watching, none of them have come to an end yet. So,
oh, got you. Okay, Eric, you have a couple of reviews. What do you got for us?
Well, I have the one review on the feed for The Legend of Nyota: Boundless Trails, and then I've got review for Castlevania Nocturne and My Adventures with Superman.
Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch.
Which one do you want first?
Let's go with Castlevania, spoiler-free, please.
Spoiler-free. I really like the season, and I like that they went in their own direction for a story rather than regurgitating any of the plots of Rondo of Blood and or Dracula X, you actually count that as canon. I don't.
Because nobody liked those stories anyway.
No, it's because the Castlevania games just at their heart don't have good stories in the first place.
I disagree.
They're cyclical in nature. They're always about fighting Dracula and not the creatures, the various creatures of the night, which is what the show does instead. It just makes new characters that can do different things instead of just being the same goddamn thing, but with different Belmonts.
Scotoma says, coming at the dentist? I can't wait to listen to this episode to see how many times I got exiled. Freak Vibe says,
but I think what they did with Alarox was really interesting, because like he's basically that character, but they actually made an actual character of him instead of just a boss you fight in the game, and he's not just a simple villain either. He's kind of like a wild card Loki type character where you don't know what he's really thinking, because he'll either help the main characters or he'll hinder them because he allies with the enemy. And you don't know what his ultimate goal is.
All right, so without any more plot points, Eric, what are you giving Castlevania Nocturne? I really want to watch it.
It's kind of a recontextualization of the first series, but without any of Warren Ellis's involvement, and I can be grateful for that, because there's some things that Warren Ellis just did that I just didn't care for.
I really like
prison in this show.
I really like the first season of Castlevania, or the first Castlevania.
I don't have a problem with the story that he had either. It's just that there are certain things that I feel like you went too hard on. You didn't even need to do that. Like the guy who wanted to fuck a girl. Like, did we need to know about that?
Well, I mean, look, he was telling a very adult story, man. I mean, I mean, it is what it is.
And while there is a bunch of swearing going on, it's not like the fuck fest where they were saying fuck every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
And Warren Ellis' scripts.
I thought it was fine, though, man. Slagar says, hola, subjects. What's up, Slagar? Nice to have you in here.
And I liked what they did with Annette. Like, Annette was never actually Maria's sister. They were just basically, she was more of an adoptive sister character, but now they're not even connected at all.
Breakman, you're exiled.
And so now there's a new character that more or less takes the old Annette's place.
Yeah. Slagar said he liked the first episodes of Nocturne, so positive things coming from Nocturne, so I can't wait to watch it. I think it's going to be good.
And it ends on a cliffhanger, so, and that cliffhanger will have you wetting in your pants, maybe.
All right. Let's see. Who was it?
Breakman. Oh, yeah. I didn't actually give it a score yet, did I?
No. Breakman's exiled, by the way.
I'm giving it a tentative 9.5. Based on how they handle the rest of the series, it could go higher.
Wow. Okay, that's very high praise. So you like it even better than the other Castlevania, Eric?
Yeah.
And
My Adventures of Superman's an adaptation, the newest adaptation of the Superman story.
It's really freaking short.
Yeah, like it's only like 13 episodes.
Ten episodes.
But I liked how they reimagined all the villains, like Livewire and Parasite. Like, they're going to eventually get their powers without the need of having to rely on the technology that gave them to them, because it's alien technology that's now integrating with their body like a parasite. And now they don't need the tech to actually power that stuff anymore. But, I mean, they haven't got to that point yet, but they're getting to that point. So season 2 will probably cover that. And, like, there are a few animation issues, but, like, I'm betting, I don't know if they'll do a home release, but if there is one, they'll probably fix those. Like one scene, like, Lois, I think, is hugging Clark, or maybe it's the other way around, and, like, their arms going through them. It's weird stuff like that that you notice. Like when certain people on the internet will notice, and then you'll see it, and then you'll notice more stuff like that as you watch the show. Because now you'll be on the lookout for stuff that might be odd. But there's one thing that really bothered me about the show, and I'm not sure if it's just my TV setup or what, but the audio levels seem really low sometimes. Hmm. And I had to crank up my TV just to hear. And it wasn't just because I had to turn, I had my AC on. It just really was quiet compared to other shows I watched. Because I watched the new Adventure Time spinoff show, Fiona and Cake, and it sounded louder.
I have seen a certain series that are lower than that. It's sort of like the old the old thing that they used to do back in the day with the commercials. The commercials were always louder than your, what you were watching, because that's the way they were designed, so you would definitely hear the commercials and stuff. So that's kind of odd that you say that. Slagar, real quick, Eric, before I get to your score. Slagar says, I want to see a 2D scroller episode of Nocturne. That would be interesting. What's your score for My Adventures with Superman?
My Adventures with Superman, I'm giving it an 8.5.
Right. I like that they got through the whole Lois finding out right away, almost like the third episode she found out. Like, they just got through that. Like, it gets so irritating, like, the long played out. Like, why can't she figure it out? Like, Jesus Christ, why is the most brilliant reporter in the world blind and stupid?
I know. It's sort of like the Clark Kent glasses thing. I mean, come on, you can't tell that.
Like, she works with fucking Superman and doesn't know, but she's supposed to be the best reporter in the world. Like,
I know. It's so stupid.
It was so irritating. So I'm so glad I just avoided that.
Freak says, last night I delivered a no tip order. It was less than 2 miles for $2. After I dropped it off, they added a tip, 66 cents. That is more of an insult than not tipping. I agree, Freak 5. That's some bullshit and a half. I don't have any reviews this week, so let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Brickman, I know you have more than a few.
Yeah, of course I do. Let's see here. I guess I'm going to go with the latest breaking news. Diana Feinstein did exactly what we said she was going to do. Die and fuck us over.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, as we complained about earlier in the year, Democrat leadership, you know, and all the lackeys, they jumped to her defense. Like, how could anybody assault this woman? So, and they're doing it now, too. Like, she's the greatest thing ever and stuff like that. Like, no, she lied to us, and she put her own selfish wants above the entire fucking country.
How many times have I said it, Breakman, about her? I mean, she's the longest serving woman president in Congress ever, and it should never have come to this point. And I'll talk more about it. What else you got, Break?
Term limits, for fuck's sake. Term limits.
Jesus Christ. I know. What else you got?
So anyway, Trump's fake rally, just like more details keep coming out about his union rally. He held a quote unquote union rally to support the auto workers striking. The thing is, he held it at a non-union auto place, and he filled it with non-union auto workers who were, for one, there was a man who owned one of those non-union companies holding up a sign, unions for Trump.
That does not surprise me in the least, Breakman. Like, he's really simping hard for the union workers, man. Like, and it's not working. I saw the head of the union for the UAW workers basically call Trump out on that bullshit. So, you know, it's like, whatever. I mean, continue being the fraud that you are, you know?
Yep. Oh, shit. I had one where I got the cops, and I don't know what that story is. Damn it. They did something despicable again this week, and I just... shit. I can remember.
Scotoma says, I'm glad she's gone, but afraid of the possible replacement. Anything's got to be better than that fucking corpse, man.
We'll replace one fossil for another fossil.
Yeah, probably.
We could have had a houseplant in there, and it would have been better, because at least it would have been there.
Yes. Slagar says, fake rally? That's what nearly every game stream is. Really? Hopefully you're not... I hope you're not referring to our quote-unquote game stream, Slagar. I know what you're saying, Slagar. All right, what else you got, Break?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the cops did. There was something they did, and it was just like, God damn it. Like, why can't you assholes go at least 1 week without being assholes? And I can't remember what.
They can't. There's always a story, Break, man. I mean, you look, I live in Denver, and the Denver metro area... Every day there's something stupid and egregious. Yesterday, my friend was on a cop watch, right? And I don't know if you've seen the cop watch. A lot of the cop watchers are kind of aggressive, and I'm not all for that. But my friend KDOT was at a cop watch. He pulled over because he saw a bunch of police activity, and he simply asked one of the cops for his business card and his name and badge number, and you would have thought he smelled shit or something, and he treated him like shit. And so my friend called him out on it, and he said, you know, this is what's the problem here. And he complained to the sergeant, and the sergeant was like, well, you want to do mediate? I mean, just real snarky bullshit, you know? And it's like, this is what we come to expect from our cops every day, being snotty fucking pieces of shit, and murderers, and thieves, and whatever else crimes they commit, you know? So, I don't know.
And like I said, like last week, we had them accusing a rape victim of being a spreading child porn, and they said they were being a complete and total asshole to a victim again, and I can't fucking find the story. God damn it.
Let me tell you a story about a 14-year-old that got killed real quick here. His name is Jordell Richardson. He got killed by the Aurora Police Department, and you know what the fucking chief of police said to the victim's family? At least he didn't suffer. That's the fucking nerve of the police department. At least he didn't suffer, is what he said, and which is bullshit. You can clearly hear him suffering in the video. It's disgusting. So anyway, I'm sorry, Brake. I didn't mean to.
That's sickening. No, yeah. No. I'm just trying to find it, and I can't find it. Okay. So anyway, I'll just go with my other big complaint. The one party I've complained the most about has been the Ohio Republican Party, and their shenanigans with gerrymandering. Well, this week, coming week, it has to be finalized. So they waited to the last week, obviously, to get the public's input on this. And by doing that, they had late night meetings in parks in only one part of the state. So most people in the state couldn't get to it, didn't know it was happening.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And when people did find out about it, people did go, and we get this from Frank LaRose there. He basically was caught red-handed tweeting instead of listening to his constituents. Yeah. And when called out on it, he's like, no, it wasn't me. It must have been one of my staffers, even though he was doing it right in front of everyone.
I know. They lie all the time, man. Skoma says an 11-year-old, they got tricked to send pictures they wanted to arrest instead of the person involved. Yeah, that's... There you go, Skodema. I mean, that says it all. Anything else, Breakman?
No, if I find that cop story, just like this, the Ohio Republican Party, there was a great tweet on this, how many times they'd gone through and been denied by the Supreme Court. Five times they have gone through this redistricting process, and the Supreme Court was rejected it, and they still pushed it through, even though it was against the law. And
if you break the law, you should be put in jail, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. And this time, two Democrats were kind of leveraging what would happen. Because if the gerrymandering was put into place with their agreement, it'd be 7 years. They could fight it, and it would have been 2 years. And 2 years, we'd come back up for election and stuff like that. And the Democrats seem to think that it would be better to wait 7 years than try.
Oh, because they're in it with the Republicans. They're all fucking Republicans. They're all one party. That's why.
There's so many excuses as to why they did that. Like their basic excuse is this. Well, look, if we do it in 2 years, they're going to have more power, and they're just going to get more seats, and there's nothing we can do. Well, what do you fucking think is going to happen in 7 years when you give them more elections to gain seats?
Here's a secret, Breakman. They don't care. They don't care. That's the whole point. They don't care.
They're breaking the law left and right. Money is lining pockets, and the Ohio citizens are suffering.
Yeah, and it's going to take...
politicians are getting rich.
It's going to take the citizens to do an uprising, I feel, man. And I think it's coming soon in many forms than just one. You know, it's...
If they do a lot of the things that they talked about after the election, because there's they've done everything they can to try and lie about the first fuck, what's it called on the election ballot? Issue number one. Mm-hmm. They've done lots of things to lie about it. Like, they've tried to say that if the abortion law gets passed, it'll mean that kids can transition in schools without parents' permission. Like, they've linked it to this, and it's...
all it's the like tricks.
1 plus 1 equals 11. Like, this is a math...
You know what's funny, Breakman, is I'm not a big fan of Matt Gaetz, but he... Gates, whatever the fuck his name is, but he's trying to do two things that I find really interesting. One is term limits, which I'll get to in a minute, and nobody else wants to talk about that, right?
Is he actually really going to answer term limits?
I don't know, but he keeps talking about it. Break well, and that's
asking, is he Ted Cruz-ing it where Ted Cruz
no it seems
term limits it's we need term limits
it seems a little different it's it. No it seems a little different because he's even putting pressure on McCarthy for it, and the mainstream media don't want to talk about it, right? Like, but he's the one that's up there. I don't see any Democrats pushing for it because they all want to fucking stay in there until they're fucking 90 years old fucking corpses, you know. I mean, that's the whole point. And then the other thing he wants to talk about is like single spending bills, like taking these bills one by one and voting on them. And I understand why some bills you want to package with others and all this, but usually that gets convoluted and well, things.
The thing is that gets a lot of bad rep because that is what we want. We always say we want our both parties to work together and negotiate the compromise, and those package bills are what compromise is.
Yeah,
that's but one party getting something and the other party
but
getting
it never
something.
Works out that way, Break. They always
no, never
fight
works out for us.
Right, man. Never it's works out for us. Mistaken. Right.
It doesn't work out for us.
Right, right. So you're right. We you're don't. Exactly right. So what happens is they put all these spending bills into place, right? Nothing benefits the American people except right. if you're in the 1%, right?
Right.
And exactly. then it benefits yeah. you. And they'll be happy to throw away Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, disability money, money for veterans. They always throw that shit under the bus, but they never talk about their own tax breaks or omnibus bills that include sunsetting our fucking tax breaks and glorifying the tax breaks for the rich and all this fucking stuff. It's subterfuge, and it ties into what I have to talk about. But what else you got, Break? Anything else?
There was more to that I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was.
No, you wanted to the police.
There's so much corruption going on, and I was gonna say what they're talking about doing. Like I said before, they're undermining the election. They're undermining the issues. They're trying to do everything they can to defeat issue one. Like I said, tying it to transgender kids transitioning in school, something that doesn't happen to begin with. They're making this shit up, and they're spreading so many lies.
They are.
But
they always do.
What they said after the election is what really worries me. They're going to undermine if we win. They're going to do everything they can to. They said about marijuana, they're going to veto it if it passes.
Ugh, Jesus.
And if one comes up, they're going to do everything they can to stranglehold it.
Well, until somebody throws some money in there under their nose, and then they'll be all for it, like what happened in Colorado.
No, because issue one's abortion, so they're going to get people throwing money for them to always fight against it.
Yeah, well, that, but the marijuana stuff, watch. It'll change once some of these politicians get some of that green in their face.
Well, you know what I mean? Absolutely, because the main politician who's heading it is a former Republican who used to be hardcore, like, against that stuff, and then he got out of office and... started working with him, and now he's like the big pro pot guy.
Yeah. Well, probably shit ton of money to be made in Ohio. I wouldn't doubt.
Exactly.
Scotomus says, vote more with your money and buy things that are morally backed. I agree with you there, Scotoma. Slagar says, in case anyone is listening, I do not advocate an uprising. I don't either, Slagar. But how much more can the people take is what I'm saying. If they cut, I agree with you, Breakman. If they cut Medicare and my mom has to come live with me, I will start the uprising. okay, anything else, Break?
No, my mom, oh my God, I will murder everyone. Just just because.
I mean, it's sad. It's sad that those things are on the table, man. These, you know, our parents and their parents worked very hard to get some of those benefits. You know, it just sucks that it comes to that.
If I have to live with my mother again, I'm going to make everyone else suffer too.
All right, mine is, why does it have to take someone to die at the age of 90 to get new blood in Congress, guys? I looked at a picture of Feinstein, right? She was definitely out of her fucking mind anytime she talked, right? And her fucking handlers, because that's what they are, they're fucking handlers.
No, they had to stop her. They came in so many times, they're like, no, stop. We just need you to say this. Yeah. It was happening in broad daylight, and Democratic leadership was like, oh, she's so brave for being here. What the fuck? Sorry, Frank, I didn't mean
to. No, it's okay. I agree with you. It's so stupid. And here's the thing, all right? I said it before. I think if you're a lifetime politician, there are some politicians that get in and get out, right? They do their, you know, one or two what would be considered terms, you know, 4 years, 8 years, whatever. They get reelected and then they get out. That's the way to do it. Let someone new and fresh. I mean, you might be bereft of ideas at 8 years. I can't imagine being in Congress after 8 years. I would think I would kind of run about out of ideas, and then time would kind of catch up to me, and I think I would, you know, I'd be like, look, let someone fresh in here that might have a different view of things to maybe break some deadlocks or kind of think outside the box, because I'm fresh out of ideas, right? Eventually, you run out of ideas. You know what I'm saying? So
and not only that, not just that, the more you are set in your ways, you know, the longer you go down the path of believing one thing, the harder it gets to see other sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then all the lines are blurred together. So much money is being thrown at you that you're like, holy fuck. How can you, I mean, what reasonable person would turn down $20, $40, $50, $60, $100,000, Brakeman? If a gun maker comes to you and says, you know, we really need this open carry law in Southern Colorado or in Denver, let's say, because they don't have open carry. We need you to vote to overturn that. Are you going to turn down $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in cold hard cash
It's more money than that. We saw like what happened with Sinema, for instance. Like, she was hardcore liberal Democrat, and then somebody offered her like $1 million, and it was sudden she's like a Republican.
No, I yeah. See, that's the thing. The money flows in, and then you can quickly change your mind.
Happening is that's what the worst part is we see it happening.
Yeah,
we can look at their statements and see that like Nancy Pelosi and her husband are ripping the stock market off left and right, and we can see that Trump is making millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia and from China and from Russia and shit like this. It's happening on broad daylight, and not a goddamn person can do anything about it.
Sligar says, but she was elected because of everything you just said. She didn't get elected just on her own. I don't give a shit, Sligar. The term limits need to be there.
What term limits? Somebody said this to me a long time ago. Term limits protect us from ourselves.
Yes. Look, and here's another point of view for everybody out there. Do you really want to be on into your fucking 80s and 90s fucking arguing about what fucking laws we should put up for debate? I mean, at that point, don't you think you deserve to be on a beach in Tahiti somewhere? Or
aren't you supposed to be like complaining to your nurse that isn't the kind of applesauce you wanted?
All I'm saying is, once you get to retirement age, it's time to fucking retire. I think the retirement age now is, what, 65, 67, somewhere around there? I mean, fucking retire. Retire. You made it. You made it hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in Congress. No, I'm saying, Sligar, there needs to be term limits. Because I don't think there should ever be a lifetime politician.
No, just like the judges.
There's
a lifetime position.
Lifetime appointments are absolutely ridiculous in the judicial system. However you say that, you know what I'm saying.
When people made these lifetime limits, the life expectancy was like 40.
Right. Right, and now the life expectancy is 70. It went down actually to like 70.
Yes, in the 70s.
Yeah. So,
I mean, seriously, like, the life expectancy was probably like 50, 51, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, people didn't live that long back in the 1760s.
Well, it's like the Second Amendment break, man. The Second Amendment clearly states a well-regulated militia, right? I mean, that's what it means. You put regulations. They were using muskets at the time. They could have never have foreseen that there would be semi-automatic and automatic weapons, you know, so...
what would they even think of, like, nuclear bombs and, like, jets? Like, they probably couldn't even imagine the flying vehicle.
No! I mean, you're right, you know? I mean, it's just crazy to think about this stuff. But, so, yeah, I mean, why does it have to take someone to die at the age of 90 for us to understand that? And, by the way, the last year or two weren't the greatest in the world with Dianne Feinstein. Let's be perfectly honest. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. What is he, in his 80s? Like dude can't even... Dude can't even function anymore.
I've seen that kind of thing in real life. To see it happen yes. to somebody, like, that is a sign of dementia.
Yes.
When somebody is, they're talking to you and then suddenly they don't know where they're at, that is a dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, early symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Or maybe there's something else. Maybe there's
people say that it was a stroke, but, like, I don't know.
Either way, he's not the healthiest.
Saying, like, my personal experiences, I've seen
right.
people do that.
Let's just put it this way, Breakman. He's not in the greatest of health. So get the fuck out of Dodge, right? Enjoy whatever life you have left. Like I said, go drink some martinis or fucking blow coke at that age. Who gives a shit? You know, I mean, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, just do whatever. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of there and let someone else get in there that knows what they're doing. I mean, Mitch McConnell is one of the worst pieces of shit to ever fucking step foot in Congress. And Dianne Feinstein, not far behind. Nancy Pelosi, not far behind. Chuck Schumer's such a piece of shit. I could go on and on down the row. AOC, a new one that needs to get the fuck out of there soon, too. You know, she looks like she's going to be a fucking lifer. You know, I don't know. Yeah. It just fucking, it's ridiculous. Let's move on.
She's one of those smooth talkers, you know. She's like a Ted Cruz type, like, has her base convinced of one thing and then gets in there and doesn't do it. Like I was saying, Ted Cruz earlier, he screams left and right every election cycle, we need term limits, we need term limits. Then what does he get when he gets elected? Does he mention anything about term limits? I think once or twice he did, but that was about it.
Yeah.
But he uses it every time.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, that's the whole shebang. Let's go on to happier thoughts,
dude,
guys.
What is my tattoo
today? Sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, your sweet of the week.
It was Mrs. Breakman's 40th birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you. Or as I like
to say. She's got TV on, so she can't hear us.
Well, that's fine. I'm going to say it anyways, and you're going to tell her later. Happy birthday.
They're saying happy birthday to you. Oh, she's coming in now.
Oh, all right.
No, I said you were old. I said you're old.
Okay. I mean, no question about that. She's really old now. I mean, she, you know. No, you're just beginning life there, Mrs. Break. Don't listen to Breakman and all his
it's the beginning of the end.
Yeah, don't listen to Breakman. He says you're too old for him and you know, you need to retire is what the word that was thrown around. But I you know, I'm here for you. You know, you're fine. You're aging like a fine wine, Mrs. Break. So you're fine. Freak Five said he sent a picture to me on Blue Sky. Let me check it out.
I forgot to sign up for that.
Let me see what.
But yeah, this happy birthday. So.
Yes, happy birthday for sure.
She said thanks.
Happy birthday.
Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
Jesus Christ, that looks so good. He sent me a picture of a.
Again.
I think this is this. Wait, you sent. This is. Oh, I see it. Jesus, do you see that, Break? Oh, you don't see it.
I refuse to look at Freak's food pictures because it's just psychological warfare.
Oh, God, it is, man. I mean, don't look at this one. It's a fucking juicy steak. Looks so fucking good. God damn it. Slager says, when I was 40, we didn't care about Trump. I cared about him in a different way, Slager. I always knew Trump was a piece of garbage. All right, Eric, did you have any sweetos, per se?
Yeah, Feinstein dying again. Sharing the theorists.
Yeah, this is... I know Breakman would never say this, but it is my sweeto because, look, I mean, she's done nothing but bad shit in Congress for decades, and people are exalting her like she was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm here to tell you that she was one of the worst parts of Congress. So, fuck Feinstein. I'm glad she's dead. Let's move on. We don't have attorney this week, but let me hit the free-for-all music. It's a free-for-all! I just want everybody to know that Breakman says he's going to be at the Nickelback concert soon. So I don't know what that's all about, Breakman, but I would recommend not going. You know what's funny that you bring that up, Breakman? No, I'm just kidding. He's not going. He bought tickets for Mrs. Breakman to go to Nickelback. There was when Bernie and I went to Pantera, there was a guy with a Nickelback shirt on, and I was like, dude, you're treading on thin ice here, man. You know. As a matter of fact, I think I took a picture of him. I'll show you guys at some point, man. You know, he's going to Papa Roach. Scott of a sense. Papa Roach, that's great, man. okay, so no tourney, but Blake, have you decided on next month's tourney what it's going to be?
Like the one I was looking at doing kind of really difficult, so I don't know. I haven't made anything yet.
Are there any choices that you're thinking about?
Well, or? I wanted to do like best kills and stuff, but it's been a lot more work than I expected.
That would be a great one. I wouldn't mind if you did that.
Right? I'll try. All right, I'll work on it.
Okay. Next month's tournament's going to be greatest kills in movies, and this is for October. We always do something horror related, so I think you're going to be fine, Break. There will be no shortage of material for you. So,
I guess we'd have to describe the kills to people because
that's fine. That's fine. That there's app descriptions. You'll find it easier than you think. I think, Breakman. If you need any help, let me know and I'll try to help you. For free for all this week, we're not doing a tournament. Is there anything that you guys wanted to talk about in general?
I did most of my complaining during the Stinkos.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's delve into that. Eric, is there anything that you want to break up? Break up. Metallica tickets were way too expensive. How dare you, Breakman? It's never too expensive.
You know what sucks about all these tournaments? By the time we finally end one, I can't think of anything for a free-for-all.
Okay.
So I can't right now. I don't have anything to discuss.
All right. Well, then maybe this is an early... early ending RP Grinders for a change. I never thought that would happen.
I do have one thing.
Okay.
I mentioned this earlier on Twitter, but like, I think it's a completely fucked up situation where companies of like Sega and Atlas have become so cheap that they'll just rely on somebody like limited run games to print the physical versions of games that they should have done themselves. Like Persona 3 Portable and Persona 4 Golden are getting physical releases through limited run games because Sega won't do them.
Well, look, Eric, the physical format is slowly but surely dying.
What does that have to do with the fact that companies being cheap because the company
no but listen Eric like nobody no nobody really wants them anymore, so if you're a studio, if you're I know
so that justifies
can you listen like Eric games, Eric can you listen for just a customers. Second or do you have to keep interrupting, because if you keep interrupting you can just talk and then I'll let you talk and then that'll be it. So do you want me to talk or no?
This is like watching a political debate.
No, I just want to know, Eric. Do you want
time's up, Senator?
Do you want me to explain, or do you want to keep going?
No, because I feel like you're talking down to me.
Go ahead. I'm not talking down to you. I'm explaining a point of view. Jesus Christ. Okay. Then I don't have anything else to say, Eric. Go ahead. Continue on. Anything else? My point is, Eric, that. The physical nature of games is slowly but surely dying. So if you're a company, I understand. Look, we live in a capitalistic society. I wish it wasn't that way, Eric. You know, I wish we would think more about things in more of a loving and caring manner. But the reality is, it's all about the almighty dollar. So if you're a big company and you can make a shit ton more money off of digital sales than you can on physical sales, why would you even bother with the physical sales? And I think they've gotten to that point. They're deciding, well, for now we'll let companies like Limited Run Games put out those games, and we can still sell them and gain some profit from it. I'm sure they made a good deal with Limited Run Games, but Slagar, you're funny. Eventually, Limited Run Games is going to say, you know what? There's no consoles with a physical element to it anymore. I think we're maybe one or two generations away from that when all three companies, if they're still three companies, decide, you know what? There's no more need for physical copies. I know that there are a big, staunch number of people that are resistant to the digital age still, but technology doesn't care about that, and eventually they will the digital age will prevail, and the physical age will just be obsolete. So now,
I don't think it's ever going to be truly obsolete, but the fact that these companies used to do these things aren't doing them anymore.
Well, listen, Eric,
they don't want to pay the money. Just irritates me.
Well, I know, and it could be irritating. You have a right to feel that way. I happen to feel the same way. But the other thing is, I mean, nobody thought that we would be as far advanced in no money as we are now. Like almost everything. Like, I mean, you know, the last time I paid in cash for something, Eric, was like, when was it? I don't even know. I can't tell you. You know, I don't pay for with cash on almost anything. It's card, or it's now it's bitcoins, or whatever the fuck cryptocurrency. You know, I mean, there's a lot of places taking Bitcoin or Ethereum or Cardano or whatever. I mean, what I'm saying is there's not going to be a need for paper money anymore. I've said it for years. Why do we still have pennies? Like, pennies are pretty much worthless now. So, you know, I understand that, you know, somebody told me, well, if we didn't have, like, change, the economy would crash because of A, B, and C. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? If we got rid of pennies, that the economy would crash? Get the fuck out of here, man. Slagar says, wait, this is not me arguing, but I could jump in. I don't know, Slagar. I don't know if you want to do that. Skoma says, finish on her face. She said, on Diane Feinstein's face. No, thank you, Scotoma.
No.
You had to ruin my boner over that, said. Really? Jesus, yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
I get irritated when somebody brings that up. It's like, because physical isn't... No, I think there is still a large demand for physical. It's just people have convinced themselves there isn't.
Would you at least agree that it's dropped dramatically, Eric? Would you at least agree to that it's not nearly what it used to be? Physical sales are not what nearly what they used to be. I would venture to say that they're about half right now. So how long is it going to be before it's an irrelevant statistic, and all these companies are not even going to care about physical
sales? I think it has more to do with companies creating that situation because they want to save money.
Well, maybe.
And then people come up with that excuse later to justify it.
Yeah, maybe. But like I'm saying, it's an eventuality, Eric. I mean, it's time to face the music and time to face the future. You know, I mean, I never thought I would say that. I always thought that, you know, we would have a disc to play or maybe a small, like, Nintendo cartridge.
Because, you know, the digital landscape isn't exactly the greatest either.
Yeah, they do have to address that, Eric. I will agree with that. I mean, you should be able to sell your game, your game license, to someone else. I think I would fully agree with that. Like, I don't want my digital collection to just go into the ether at some point. I would like the ability to sell it for $5 or $10 or, you know, whatever, that license. That's an argument to be made for damn sure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's, you know... I agree. I think there should be a robust market for reselling your digital license. And I know the companies don't want that because they want all of their cake and they want to eat it too. And this goes to more capitalism shit that I'm talking about. Maybe if the CEOs wouldn't get 30 million, 40 million, 50 mm-hmm. million, 150 million a year, then there would be more room for that kind of leeway in the market.
Maybe I'd be less tenaciously clinging to my cartridges and discs if there were more games being offered on subscription services like Game Pass and people were actually doing it right. But they aren't right now.
Yeah, maybe like a game swap.
I want to play that. I kind of want to just see how bad Infinity's Trash actually is for myself. Based on what a review I watched and a review I've read it, and several other reviews basically pointing to how bad it is. I want to see it for myself though, and I don't want to throw down the 50 or whatever to pay for that Xbox version of the game because there's no disc version. I can't rent off the game.
Yeah, I mean, maybe something like this, Eric. Maybe if any one of the companies decides to do something like this, maybe they come up with a system where you could, quote, trade in your license for a certain amount of points, right? And then it's like back in the day at GameStop. Like, I remember, I'll never forget the day I traded in, like, 10 pretty good games and I got one game, right? I mean... Mm-hmm. What is the value in that? I don't understand. GameStop is the value. They get all the money, right? But I traded in 10 games to get Splinter Cell. You know, the Sam Fisher Splinter Cell game on the GameCube. And it was a good game, but was it really worth the 10 games I traded in? Maybe they can do something similar in a digital format, say...
As long as they don't go the GameStop route where you get, like, peanuts for the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they do something like, well, if you bought a license to, say, Final Fantasy, the latest Final Fantasy, right? And then you get done with it in, like, within a year's time, you get maybe a quarter to half of your money back in credits. And then you put that towards another game.
Digital licenses. And if it's a sports game, you're probably going to get a penny back unless you trade it in the same year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe that there's a time limit on... I mean, because I do agree. I mean, you're not going to hold on to Final Fantasy 20 and then 5 years later expecting to get like $30 worth. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You know, if you're at $70 and you get... Within the first year, they'll give you half of your money back. I think that might be something fair to look at. And then you can apply that $35 to the PlayStation Store or the Xbox Store or maybe a membership or something. I think that would add value to each respective company's portfolio. You know, I think that's something that would be an excellent thing, and it would be a fine compromise between getting rid of physical altogether and saying, you know what, we recognize that, you know, people want to be able to play more games, and this is a way to do it, and it's value for us because we get more money because the sales are greater in the long run, and it's goodwill towards the gamer. But they never think like that. They think of total profits. What? How much money can we pay our CEOs, and how much crunch time can we give our employees? That's the mindset right now, and it definitely needs to change. I have no way to play a disc. Slagar says. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, does anybody play CDs anymore? I mean, music, it's pretty much non-existent, right? I know you can still buy vinyl records, but that's like kind of a niche thing.
Audio CDs for game soundtracks still really exist in Japan.
Yeah, in Japan. The only place that exists. How long is that going to last, Eric? You think that's going to last forever?
maybe not forever, but at least another 20 years.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, but after that, it's gone, right? There's a definite end cap to that, you know. Stream download, or I don't see what I know who you are. Yeah, I agree, Slagar. I'm kind of that way too. Plus, think about
it. You don't know what the game is unless you know it's streaming there somewhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I have a very limited collection of physical disc anymore because I just don't have.
I think another thing that would help the digital storefront would probably be larger and more affordable storage, like solutions like SD cards and hard drives.
Yeah. Never send unsolicited disc pics. Breakman. That's funny. I have a nice disc pic, Slagar says. Skodomus says it's exaggerated. Guys are funny. These fools are bitching about things we bitched about 30 years ago, but we still here. Slagar, yeah, I know, but you know what I'm saying. They say size doesn't matter, but they are lying. All they want is laser disc, Skodomus says. And all Frank has is a mini disc. How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. I'm not going to exile. I know you want me to exile you for that comment. I'm not going to do it. All right, anybody have anything else? Breakman's laughing.
I'm in chat. I have no idea what's going on. What happened?
Do you have anything else, Breakman? Laser discs.
I don't really. I couldn't find that damn story, so I don't know.
Not whining, but this is a decades-old complaint, Slagar says. Well, it's going to happen, Slagar. There's not going to be anything physical eventually. You know, money is going to be, non-existent.
I'm looking at a shelf behind me with a bunch of discs on it and stuff like that. You know what they're doing, Frank?
Sitting there?
Taking up space.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying, the space collecting factor.
Collecting dust, as Mrs. Breakman just said, yes.
Yeah, collecting dust. I mean, look, I have some Blu-ray discs that are sitting here that some of them I've never even seen once. Because you know why? They come with digital codes that I just put in the TV, whether it be Roku or whatever, and I could just watch it that way. Why do I want to put a physical disc in my PlayStation and fuck it up? Maybe, you know. I mean, I'm just saying. And the majority of my video game collection is digital too. I have a few that are non-digital, but I would prefer not because I have limited space. I don't have a ton of space. So why fuck up my space with more junk that's just going to sit there, like you said, Break?
Yeah.
You know?
Up into the 360, I was all about like getting discs and stuff like that. Now it's just, there's so much crap that's just sitting around a goddamn house. It's like, well, I don't...
Skodoma, you know you still have VHSs that you recorded as a kid. You know you do. You know, where you had to pause the commercials and then put it back and then you skip like half the movie because you fucked up. You know you have some of those VHSs.
You were talking about his home videos where he was taking pictures of himself in the bathtub.
Well, that too, you know. Skodoma, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. Frank, they complain about us being old, but... Yeah, I agree, Slagar. I agree. I mean, it's not us, man. It's not us at all, man. But I do hate the people that just constantly whine about progression, you know? I mean, you know, just... it just makes no sense to me. I mean, it's going to happen whether you want it or not, you know, or me or Eric or Break. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just going to happen, you know? All right, let's do it.
Sometimes people are just... change is hard for a lot of people.
It is. Yeah. It sucks.
And I'll admit, there have been things in the past where I'm like, oh, that's such a stupid idea, and then like real life I see it and it's like, oh, you know,
I'm not complaining against progress. I just wish progress would go in a direction that was more consumer friendly.
Yeah, I agree. Now if you want to make that argument, Eric, all day long I'll agree with you. You know, I mean I've talked about capitalism ad nauseum and how it could be better for everybody, but you know, people still wanna
we were talking about like the digital licenses and stuff.
Yeah, I want like us to have the ability to play with those digital licenses a little bit and maybe sell them to a friend for a few bucks or sell them on a digital marketplace for a few bucks and get some value back. I mean, that for sure. Why do you think I wait so long to play games, Eric? I want maximum value. You know, so I don't buy games usually right away. You know, it's not I just for one don't have the money to do it, and second of all, it just makes more sense to me. It's less of a loss for me. Whereas you buy a brand new physical game, let's say, you know, $70. Now, in a year or two time, it's worth less than half. And now I got a physical copy just sitting there of a game that I've already beaten. For instance, you know what I'm saying? Crying to the song, if I could turn back time. It's got no sense. Ugly crying Breakman with mascara. All right, that's it, man. We're gonna leave on that high note. Let's get the fuck out of here, man. All right, Breakman, plug away, please.
Does anybody got an idea for the name of the episode, by the way? That's my turn.
Ugly Crying is the name. Yeah, Ugly Crying. Leave Britney alone! Do you remember that video, Breakman? It was the funniest fucking thing, man. All right, Breakman,
plug. How about this? Ugly Crying at Papa Roach.
At Papa Roach or Nickelback. All right, Breakman. Plug away, please.
At the dual Papa Roach Nickelback concert.
Man, this one was very low and somber, Break. I don't know what to think about that one, man. That's I got to contemplate the...
I was going down. Okay.
I got to con... Man, even Mrs. Breakman is like, stop on my fucking birthday, you douchebag. You know, that's what you're saying, man. Yeah, I gotta contemplate that first one, man. There's deeper meaning to it that I need to break down and talk about maybe on the next one. Free Britney from her insanity, Scott says. All right, any plugs, Break?
No, but she definitely needs help.
Yeah, for sure.
At RP Grinders on Twitter. That's about it, yeah. All
it's right. Like, it's
like Blue Tooth or Blue Boy or whatever it is.
Yeah. Uber. Blue Sky. Eric.
Blue Sky. Yeah.
Eric, any plugs?
You can find my written reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com or the audio feed. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a new review up for Legend and Iota Boundless Trails for the show, which is RPGrinders.podbean.com. And then there's the link to my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, as well as my Blue Sky profile. And you probably should just go there, because who knows how much longer I'll be actually using Twitter at this point.
Yeah, once they start charging. Eon seems
to be hell-bent on trying to completely destroy the site.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric? At Eric RPG, right?
Yeah. If you want to support me, as little as a dollar, is like for a month or whatever you feel like for a one time, that's fine too. But that would help out.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky Social, Frank Branches. And RP Grinders for the time being. I think I'll turn that account over to Break at the appropriate time. Although I think Breakman, you are going to do a Breakman Blue Sky profile, right?
Yeah. If I can not get suspended.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't think there are any pro-fascists there yet.
Anyway. Not, well, I mean, even if there are, I mean, you don't have to... subscribe to any of that bullshit. Alright, you can also follow me on any of the game systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches should take you to where I'm at. You can also check out my other channel, Mexican Longhair. It's quite different. I'm an activist, so I do a lot of activist things. I cop watch, I do multiple things on that channel. Check it out if you're so inclined. Let's see. I want to thank everybody in chat, of course. Freak5 Chaos, even though I've exiled him a million times. Slagar, of course, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I hope you're doing well and in good health now. It sounds like you're doing better. Skodema, thank you so much for being here. Always appreciate your points of view. And the other people in chat, O1 Ellis, 7B Valette, or Valet, HVDAs, Alicidra, Drapsnat, Kata, Mark Zink, Spofo, and Steven HV93KL, or I can't tell. All right, and that's about...
Slinger wants to plug himself, I guess.
I guess. Wrong post. I don't know what that is.
Well, we just talked about that, Slinger. You don't... Show your disc off in public. Don't.
Oh, he says he's
disc in public, man.
Timelapsedgamer.com. And I'm looking at it.
Apparently.
It's a cool little vlog site, so check that out too. All right, you gentlemen have anything else?
Have a good weekend.
All right. Breakman, anything else?
No.
All right, stay safe. Just
more disc jokes.
Yeah, more disc jokes. We need more disc jokes. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.